The wild boar. The wild boar has a massive, stocky bill with forward body mass. The head, triangular in shape, has a powerful snout. The colour of the coat varies from light grey to dark brown. The young piglet or squeaker are born with a very pronounced striped coat. Between 4 and 6 months and up to a year, the young boar turns russet in colour. The canines or tusks of the male can protrude from the jaw by 5 to 6 centimetres. The wild boar is a prolific breeder. Its reproduction is linked to food resources, mainly to the abundance of forest fruits. Females reach sexual maturity at 30 to 35 kilograms. Mating takes place mainly in November to December. After a gestation period of 3 months, 3 weeks and 3 days, births extend from January to September, October. Each annual litter has 4 to 8 young. A group or sounder of 2 or 3 sows constitutes a fairly stable company. After the birth, this one can gather from 10 to more than 20 individuals. The older sow is dominant, leader sow. The home range of such sounders is a few hundred hectares. That of the males can exceed 1,000 hectares, overlapping the home range of several sounders. The wild boars are fond of undergrowth and forests and avoid large areas of open fields. Habitually nocturnal, they can cover several tens of kilometres in one night. They look for water points and wetlands where they dig pits to coat themselves with mud. They then rub themselves against trees in order to rid themselves of the mud and subsequently any parasites. This behaviour also contributes to the dispersal of plant species by virtue of seeds attached to their coat. As omnivores, wild boars adapt to the food available at any moment. Particularly fond of forest fruits, such as acorns, it also consumes roots, tubers, mushrooms, invertebrates, worms, mollusks and insects, vertebrates, such as small mammals, birds and reptiles, and grass shoots. Finally, the crop rotations of our agricultural areas are a real godsend by offering him bed and board, as it causes significant damage in corn and cereal crops, triggering the exasperation of farmers. The wild boar numbers have been constantly increasing for more than 20 years in the Ille-et-Vilaine, as everywhere else in France and Europe. In a decade, wild boar hunting has become popular and is increasing in rural areas. The whole difficulty of wild boar management lies in the constant search for the right balance. The difficulty in achieving this is due to large variations in rates of population growth and by the extraordinary ability to adapt.